We continue our learning. Mishmas David ben Menachem, Mishnah Menachem Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We're in Avodah Zarah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Ir sheyesh ba Avodah Zarah. You have a city that has Avodah Zarah, means that says the Bar Tanur, Sheyom Eid Yesh Levnei Ho'ir Hayom Avodah Zarah. Shabir, there's a service going on. The people of the city are celebrating a pagan festival. Whatever the local idol is, they're worshiping it, and there's a particular festival taking place in a city. So the question is, can a person transact business with non-Jews outside the city? Chutz olam mutar, says the Mishnah, outside the city, even if it's right in that area that surrounds the city, you're permitted to engage in business with non-Jews. We don't have to assume the people that are living right outside the city are going to be moded to the Avodah Zarah that's in this city. Says the Mishnah, Hayachutzola Avodah Zarah Tocha Mutar. And the opposite is also true. Let's say right outside this particular city, they worship a certain idol, or there's a particular service or celebration festival. So the Tocha Mutar. So you're permitted to engage in business with the non-Jews, with the idolaters, which may be within the city, because the people who are doing the service, who are engaged in the celebration, are outside the city. Ask the Mishnah now, Mahu Leilech L'Sham. The question is, can a Jew go to a city on the day of that festival? He's not going to do any business, just wants to know, can he walk into the city? So the Mishnah here says, it depends. Bizman shahaderech miyuchedes la'oso makom aser. If the derech is literally miyuchedes, is designated, the road that you're going on leads to this city and it doesn't go beyond that city. So it seems anyone who's looking, watching you travel, assumes that you're going to that city and you may be involved, maybe you're going to transact business with the people in the city, which is prohibited, or you may be worshiping the Avodah Zarah of that city. So therefore, aser, says the Mishnah, if the derech is miyuchedes la'oso makom, then it's going to be Aser. Then mutter. But if the road that you go on is going to continue beyond that city, so then you're able to enter the city. People aren't going to assume necessarily that you're going to the city to celebrate or to transact business. You may be going to the area beyond that city. And that would be true even if, let's say, the road goes to that particular city, but although there's a celebration there, there's a festival there, etc., but there are Jews who live in that city. So then maybe you're coming to visit the Jews in the city, not necessarily coming to worship the Avodah Zarah in that city. Let's say the Tosefta speaks about you're going in Shayara, in a caravan. So people join a caravan because not the caravan's making many stops. You're going on a bus, going on the train. Train makes one stop in that city, but it may be going beyond that city as well. So that also is going to be mutter. Then the Mishnah says, Ir sheyeshba Avodah Zarah, v'hayaba chanuyos mu'utaros, v'she'enon mu'utaros. You have a city that they're celebrating a pagan festival. That's what it means, Sheish B'Avodah Zarah. There's a service happening, and there are stores that some of them that are decorated and some that are not decorated. What does it mean to be decorated? So the Bar Tanur says, Chanuyos Mu'utaros V'Simon Hu Lohem She'osam Chanuyos Shel Avodah Zarah Litomehen Meches. There's a sign, which means the decorations were a sign that particular chanos, that shop, pay taxes to the city, and we assume that the profits of those taxes are going to benefit the Avodah Zarah of that city. So there may be a difference then between the stores that have that are mu'utaros, that are decorated, versus the ones that are not mu'utaros. So the city ain't a mu'utaros means that some of the shops in the city were not decorated because they didn't pay the taxes to the Avodah Zarah. So says the Mishnah, Zehaya, so again, Yesh ba'Avodah Zarah, v'hayu b'chanuyos mu'utaros, some that are decorated v'she'enam mu'utaros, some that are not. And Bar Tanur says, deba'osam she'enam mu'utaros lo shakli minei meches Avodah Zarah. There is no tax that were paid for the purpose of Avodah Zarah. So says the Mishnah, v'amru chachamim ha'mu'utaros asuros. So if to do business, to go to the stores that are mu'utaros decorated, that is going to be prohibited. V'she'enam mu'utaros mu'utaros. But if they're not decorated, so then there's going to be mutter. The question is, why should it matter if they're decorated or not? We learn already at the beginning of the Masechta that it shouldn't. What does it mean? Does it matter that it's decorated or not decorated? So we already said or learned earlier that it was nothing to do with being decorated or not decorated. He can't transact business with the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So he shouldn't, if it's a pagan festival, you should, even if a store is undecorated, you shouldn't be involved in any business with them. So the bartender makes the following point to answer that question. He says, Ulemizban minayhu davar hamiskayim shari biomedam. If you're buying from them something that is a miskayim, meaning something that's a non-perishable item, so that's permitted to be yomedam. Sh'estamo hamocher otzei v'lo ozo moder. When it's something that's a non-perishable, so we assume that the one who sold it is sad. In fact, he may be making money on it, but nonetheless, it's something that he only sold. We assume in general in shas, when people sell something, it's because they didn't have a choice to sell it, or else he wouldn't have sold it. He needed the money. So he's a little bit sad that he doesn't have this item anymore. And he's therefore not going to go to be moded to Avodah Zarah. If it's perishable items, though, so then he's very happy he's able to sell it. He can't eat all the cucumbers. So those are the items that he's very happy to sell, and then he may be moded to his Avodah Zarah. So what the Mishnah may be saying, according to the Baruch Tanur, is that although when it comes to the prohibition of which we learned at the beginning of the Masechta, that he can't do in transact business with idolaters within 3 days or on the day of the festival of Avodah Zarah, and that applies everywhere, even if the store is not decorated. That only applies to perishable items. So that's where we're afraid he's to Avodah Zarah. But if non-perishable, so then it's okay. The chiddush of the Mishnah here is that if the stores are decorated, then even if they are non-perishable items, then there's going to be a problem. Another possibility is that maybe this Mishnah is not speaking about the day of a festival at all. The language of the Mishnah here has is Ir Sheyesh Ba'avodah Zarah, city that has Avodah Zarah. What does that mean? It means that there's necessarily a holiday that they're celebrating, and not necessarily. According to some Rishonim, what it means is that there's a fair, there's a business fair there. And yes, the prophets may be going to Avodah Zarah, but that doesn't mean that there's a celebration. So there, normally, we wouldn't have a problem at all transacting business with the non-Jews on such a day. It's just a fair, business fair. Nonetheless, if the prophets are going to Avodah Zarah, meaning the fact that we see that they paid taxes for Avodah Zarah, so you should not patronize those particular stores. What is there with doing business because the stores happen to be decorated? And it certainly is not. How is it related to Avodah Zarah? Pasuk says, "V'lo yidbak biyadchom u'ma min acherim," from any, which means we can't have anything cleave to us, anything from the cherim, from that which is from the Avodah Zarah itself. And therefore, this is the if we see that a person is now deriving some type of benefit from idolatry, that's a problem too. And since these stores are stores that are taxed for what purpose? To support idolatry. By you coming to that store, you're supporting idol worship. That's going to be a problem. Perek Aleph Mishnah Hey. Elu devarim asurim limkola oved kochavim. So he in the Mishnah is telling us this has nothing to do with during the festival, 3 days before the festival. These are items that you're not permitted to sell to an oved kochavim at all. This applies at all times. Why? Because we're afraid that they may be using these items for Avodah Zarah. In general, that's what they do. It's tzuro bolin. The first thing we're not permitted to sell is itzrobolin. What is that? So Bartimaeus says pera de arza, the peros of a cedar tree, maybe referring to the pine cones of the tree. Maybe this is, others say no, this is like a cedar fruit, which is a type of wheat, a white wheat that it is. What's the problem? So this is an issue of lifnei yiver lo sitein mechshol. We're afraid that if the non-Jew may be using these items, and they typically did for Avodah Zarah, they were of great value maybe, and they were rares, they thought they would use them for special occasions like on festivals of Avodah Zarah, so you can never sell them to them. So Istro Bolin is the first thing on the list. Ubeno Shuach, that's the second on the list. White figs. But then the Mishnah says Upitot Rosehen, which means the white figs are on their stalks. Why specifically? Oh, this may refer to both of them. This prohibition against selling the fruit of the cedar tree or the white figs, that applies as long as the stalks are attached to them, because they would hang them as part of the worship of Avodah Zarah. Missouri, they hang them on their stalks. Therefore, it's only when they're attached to the stalks is a problem. Ulavona, what can't you sell them at any time? You can't sell them frankincense. Well, we know it as Lavona Zaka, a very superior type of Lavona. Vitarnagol Halavan, which is a white male chicken. You're not permitted to sell to a rooster, you cannot sell, which is white specifically. Apparently, they would use that for Avodah Zarah, specifically when it's white, and therefore you're not permitted to sell at any time. If the Oven Avodah Zarah wants to buy from you different Tarnagolim, some dark and some white, so then that's okay. You have one white you sell along with everything else, so then it's not necessarily that he's purchasing it for Avodah Zarah, he's buying all different colors. But to sell them one by itself exclusively, so then we assume that's the purpose there is for Avodah Zarah. And if he asks for a Tarnagol Lavan, for you to sell him along with the Tarnagol Lavan other darker birds, that's not going to help, because it's very clear that he wanted to purchase from you a Tarnagol Lavan, and we're afraid that was used for Avodah Zarah. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, though, Mutterlim Korlo Tarnagol Lavan Bein HaTarnagolim. Okay, so once again, the Tanakhama says Tarnagol Halavan is always going to be a problem. Rabbi Yehuda says you're permitted to sell him the Tarnagol Halavan amongst other Tarnagolim. That's the Tanakhama disagreed with. But even according to Rabbi Yehuda, if he asks for a Tarnagol Halavan to sell him more Tarnagolim together with, is not going to help. And of course, if he asks for a Tarnagol Halavan alone, that's going to be a problem. Only Rabbi Yehuda allows this if it's a Tarnagol Halavan bein HaTarnagolim. Manchu b'fnei atzmo, says the Mishnah, if let's say he's going to sell a Tarnagol Lavan, a Jew wants to sell a white rooster to an idolater, that's what he wanted. So, but I don't want to violate lifnei v'elosetina mechshol, selling him something he may be using for Avodah Zarah. So says the Mishnah, it can be done under the following circumstances: kotea es etzba'o umocholo. The seller has to cut off its toe, and that way, now it's a balmum, so he's not going to use it for the Tarnagol Lavan for sacrifice, so then I don't have to worry about it. So koteas etzbo, you cut off the etzba, you clip its toe, and now then you're permitted to sell it to him. Fish ain't makrivin chaser l'avodah zarah, because they wouldn't be makriv something that's lacking, something that has a blemish at all to avodah zarah. And then the Mishnah says ushar kol ha'dvarim, regarding other things, which let's say things that are not on the list in the Mishnah. So should we assume that he's using it for Avodah Zarah? So the answer is no. Staman, if it's Stam, he says, I'd like to buy this from you. Then Mutter, it's Mutter to sell. You don't have to assume that he wants it for Avodah Zarah purposes. Upe Rushan, but if he's specific, he says, I need this for Avodah Zarah, I need this for idol worship. So then, of course, you're not permitted to sell to him. Then Pei Rushan is going to be Asr. Bar Tanur explains the chiddush of this statement. Obviously, if he's mefarish, I want this for Avodah Zarah, it should be also to sell it to him. So Bar Tanur explains that, no, maybe he says, Salka data chamina, hai gava, lav Avodah Zarah boyilu. He doesn't want it for Avodah Zarah. Hai tokamar achi, why did he say, I want it for Avodah Zarah? Because he thinks that, because I'm taking this for, I'm buying this for religious purposes, maybe he'll give me a cheaper price. He won't charge at much, and therefore I'm going to say it's for Avodah Zarah. But merely, it's not for Avodah, really not for Avodah Zarah. So the Mishnah is telling you, no, we don't assume that. If he says it's Avodah Zarah, we have to assume it's Avodah Zarah, and you can't sell it to him. Rabbi Meir Omer, Af Dekel Tov V'chatzav V'nik Livam Asur L'mkola Ovdei Kochavim. What does Rabbi Meir add that we're not permitted to sell? Three other items to the list that we have. You can't sell at any time. First thing is a Dekel Tov. Dekel Tov sounds like a Dekel is a palm tree. Dekel Tov sounds like a good palm tree. So here we're speaking about dates. We're talking about superior quality dates, and that's what's known as Dekel Tov. Bartunur says, Peros Dekel Meshubach. Peros from a superior type of palm tree, Shapiros of Regilin Lahakrivim and Avodah Zarah. They apparently would use those fruits from those dates for Avodah Zarah purposes, so therefore you can't sell the fruit from the Dekel Tov. And Chatzav, what's Chatzav? Chatzav is, he says the Bartunur, Kinim Shaosem Nehem Hatsukra. You make sugar from. So sugar cane. Some say, no, maybe it's a type of grass that that you're selling. Either way, they would use them for Avodah Zarah. And last on the list is Nick Levum. Nick Levum says the Bartunah, Min Esev Meshubach Ma'od, some type of valuable grass or shrub. Some say it's a spice, some think it's a pastry, maybe it's a type of date. Different opinions. But either way, this Nick Levum is also Asur on this list. Rabbi Meir Eitzah, Dekel Tav, Chatzav, and Nick Levum, Asur, Korla, Ovdeit, Kochavim.